It is indeed a great privilege and honor to stand before you this morning. Do turn with me to the Gospel according to John. The Gospel according to St. John and chapter 14. We will pick up our reading from verse 1 to 7. The Gospel according to St. John and chapter 14, verse 1 to 7. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Shall we turn to the Lord in prayer? Our blessed God and Father, we thank you yet again for this opportunity you've granted us to sit under the ministry of your words. Eternal God, we are conscious of your presence. We know that you are the God who is right here with us as we are gathered this morning. We pray, Eternal God, asking that as this man who stands before us opens up your words, won't you speak through him? Won't you grant him clarity of speech and thoughts that he'll be able to announce that which you have impressed upon his heart? Pray that at the end of it all, may glory and honor be unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our theme for this season of enhanced evangelism is the I Am sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ, which are mainly recorded to us in the Gospel according to St. John. John's Gospel contains two groups of the I Am sayings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Firstly, there are the seven figurative statements about the Lord Jesus Christ. And secondly, there are statements about Jesus' divine identity as YHWH, rendered to us, I am who I am. The name which God told Moses to announce before the Israelites as he went there. That I am has sent me. This means that the Lord Jesus Christ existed before his human life here on earth. In fact, he is the uncreated being who is from everlasting to everlasting. Since the divine identity of Jesus Christ as the I Am was dealt with last week by Reverend Yerenda, my focus this morning will be to deal with one of the seven I Ams of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I need to say that each of the I Ams of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is in fact a description of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. The seven major I Am sayings of Jesus Christ, they do help us to have a better understanding of the divinity of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the I Am sayings of Jesus Christ do resonate very well with the very purpose why John wrote the Gospel. If you turn with me to John and chapter 20, verse 31, the purpose of John writing this Gospel comes out very clearly. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus Christ is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. The heartbeat, beloved friends, of the I Am saying of Jesus Christ is twofold. Firstly, it is evangelistic, in the sense that you who is here, who is not a Christian, should believe in our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, it carries with it an apologetic message, so that you can fully appreciate that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of Man as well as the Son of God. Simply put, fully God and fully man. But what are these seven major I am sayings of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that John records before us in this gospel? In John and chapter 6, verse 35, we hear, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." In John and chapter 8, verse 12, we hear, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." In John and chapter 10, verse 9, we hear, "I am the door," or other versions would put it, "I am the gate. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." In John and chapter 11 and verse 25, during the occasion of Lazarus' death, the Lord Jesus Christ says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." In John and chapter 14, verse 6, a portion of scripture that we read, we hear, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." In John chapter 15, verse 1, we hear, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser." Beloved friends and brethren, it is to the sixth major I am saying of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that I seek to draw your attention this morning, as recorded in John and chapter 14, verse 6, where Jesus said to him, referring to Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." We will consider two things regarding this statement. Firstly, what is the background to this statement? Secondly, what is the meaning of the statement that Jesus Christ made? Shall we begin with the first one? What is the background to the statement? The gospel, according to John, is divided in five main sections, which include the introduction, which runs from chapter 1 to the very end. And secondly, we have Jesus' public ministry from chapter 2 right up to chapter 12. We have Jesus' final ministry to the 12 disciples from chapter 13 to chapter 17. We also have Jesus' arrest, crucifixion, and burial from chapter 18 to 20. And finally, we have the risen Lord from chapter 20 to 21. It is within the context of Jesus' final ministry to the 12 disciples that he uttered the statement, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." In John 14, 1-4, Jesus assured his disciples, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way where I am going." Indeed, the situation was tense, and the disciples were troubled in their hearts. But why were their hearts troubled, you may wish to ask? Well, on the night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, the night before his crucifixion, he gave them his farewell message to his disciples. He had just instituted the Lord's Supper, and prior to the Lord's Supper, the Lord Jesus Christ washed the feet of his disciples as an example of what true humility should look like. But later on, the atmosphere at the table changes as Jesus Christ himself is troubled too.
in his spirit. And he testified to his disciples, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples equally became concerned and wondered as to who was going to betray our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he answered, "It is he whom I will give this morsel of bread when I've dipped it." Indeed, he was referring to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. And as Jesus continued to talk to his disciples, he hinted that his time to leave this world had come. He told them, "Where I am going, you cannot come." And he encouraged them to love one another. And later in John chapter 14, he announced his imminent departure. "You know the way to where I am going," in chapter 14 and verse 4. And to this end, the surprised Thomas asked the Lord, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And it was in response to Thomas's question that Jesus Christ responded, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." No one comes to the Father except through me. So much of the background to the statement. Let's move on to the second question. What is the meaning of the statement, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me"? What did Jesus Christ mean? Well, let's begin with the first one. Jesus Christ is the way. Jesus Christ is the way. Generally, many people, young and old, think they can go to heaven through various ways, or many ways. There are some, perhaps here, who think you can go to heaven through the way of many religions, whether it be Buddhism, whether it be Hinduism, whether it be Islam or Mormonism. Beloved friends, there are some who still think you can go to heaven through the way of baptism. There are some who think you can go to heaven merely because you are a good person. You don't do bad things because you have good behavior. There are some who think you can go to heaven on the basis of the faith of your parents, because your father is an elder in the church or perhaps a deacon, and you think you can go to heaven. There are some who think they can go to heaven on the basis of church membership. It is good to become a member of a local church like LBC. There are some who think they can go to heaven on the basis of good works. They give their tithes and offerings. They are involved in the life of the church. They sing. They teach. They are involved in hospitality. Oh, beloved friends, this is not what the text is telling us. The point is that there are not many ways to God. There are not many ways to God. Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father. The Bible is emphatic that you can only approach God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to those wondrous words in Acts and chapter 4, verse 12. "There is no name given unto men whereby we must be saved, except the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." The only way to get to God the Father is by believing in Jesus Christ alone. He is the way of salvation. It is the Lord Jesus Christ, beloved friends, who is able to save your soul even this very hour. Beloved young person, beloved friend, Have you believed in this Jesus Christ, who is the only way to the Father? Are you really sure that your name is written in the book of life? It is not too late for you to come to the Savior. Do not delay. Come to Him and have your faith in Him. Come to Him in true faith and repentance. And He will truly welcome you. Jesus Christ does not only show men and women, boys and girls, the way to heaven, but indeed He is Himself that way to heaven. Why? It is because Jesus is the means by which we must enter heaven. It is through His suffering, it is through His sacrifice, it is through His death that sinful man and the holy God are reconciled. It is the imputed righteousness of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we receive faith, which is our passport to go to heaven. Notice from our text, John 14 and verse 6, that Jesus Christ is not a way, but the way. Jesus Christ is not a way, but the way to God the Father. Here, the false notion of pluralism or many ways leading to God is clearly dismantled. And He further states, no one comes to the Father except through me. The Lord Jesus Christ is the prophet who points us to heaven. But He is more than that. He is the priest who saved His people from their sins. Beloved friends, Jesus is the King who indeed leads us all the way until we reach that promised land. Oh, beloved friends, He is not only our great Savior, but indeed He is our great example. But you know what? By nature, you have wandered far away from God because of the sin of Adam and Eve, which you inherited. And consequently, you cannot go to heaven on your own merit. Sin, beloved friends, is the greatest misery of mankind. That is the reason why you, young person, you are struggling to obey your father and your mother. It is because of sin. That is the reason why, beloved friend, you who is married are struggling, as it were, to be faithful to the vow that you made before the Lord when you got married. That is the reason why, dear wife, you are struggling, as it were, to respect and be submissive your dear husband. It is because of sin. Without God's intervention, you are headed towards hell. Beloved friend, God is infinitely just and holy. His eyes are too pure to behold sin. He must inevitably respond in wrath wherever there is sin, regardless of who commits it. The Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Therefore, every man, every human being deserves the death penalty. And that includes you. But we thank God that there is good news here, beloved brethren. There is good news and there is hope. Jesus Christ died a painful death on Calvary's cross. Yes, He is the way to God the Father. Yes, Apostle Paul again tells us in Romans 5:8. But God shows His love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died. Beloved friends, there is no reason why you should delay to believe in Christ. There is no reason why you should linger as it were to come to Christ. I urge you this morning to look to Jesus, who is the only way to God the Father. Believe him, and you shall be saved. So much of Jesus being the way. Let's move on to Jesus Christ is the truth. The Lord Jesus Christ not only teaches us the truth, but he is himself that very truth. He is totally trustworthy. His gospel is true. When you believe in the truth of Jesus, when you accept his teaching, then you will be set free. Set free from ignorance. Set free from the power of sin. He said in John 8:31-32, if you abide in my word and my word abides in you, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Jesus Christ as the truth also speaks of his utter reliability. All that he said and did can be believed upon and trusted upon. For he is the word of God that became flesh. And John 1 makes it very clear. Listen to those words in John chapter 1, verse 17. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. In short, it is Jesus Christ who has made God the Father known to the world. In short, he has declared God to you and I so that we should know who this great God is. Jesus Christ is the truth as opposed to all the other false religions. The other false religion of Hinduism, Mormonism, and the religion of the Jehovah's Witness. Beloved friend, to trust any other religion is to reject the one who came to die for us. And that is Jesus Christ. Beloved friend, again I say, you do not have to believe in this other religion. Put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the truth. Any other religion is from the pit of hell and will take you there. You therefore have to put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and he alone. Jesus Christ is also the truth with regards to the fact that he is the fulfillment of all those shadows and pictures that we see in the Old Testament. All of them were in fact a pointer to the Lord Jesus Christ. As a prophet, he taught the way of God. As a priest, he is faithful and merciful. And as king, just and true are all his ways. All the truths of the gospel are summed up in him. Beloved friends, I urge you not to believe a lie this morning. There are so many lies in the name of extra-biblical revelation that we hear in our day. They come in the name of prophets and apostles, and they tell us this and that. Beloved friends and brethren, we have the complete canon. The Holy Scriptures are here before us. All that we need to know regarding life and godliness is contained in the Holy Scriptures. Won't you believe in the truth? Won't you believe in this Christ who is the truth? We move on to look at Christ is the life. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Let's begin to focus now on Jesus Christ is the life. I wonder this morning what your definition of life is. For some, life is about pursuing the pleasures of this world. For some, life is about beer drinking. For some, life is about sexual immorality. For some, Life is about pursuing the riches of this world. For some, it is about making a name for yourself, so that they should know. Making a name for yourself, this beloved friend, is not life. This is not life. Jesus Christ is the one that defines life. Jesus not only gives life, but He is life Himself. He says, in Him was life, and the life of the light of men, in John chapter 1 and verse 4. And therefore, to know the Lord Jesus Christ is to have eternal life. Jesus Christ is the source of all life. You can only find eternal life in Him and Him alone. I encourage you this morning, find life in Jesus. Look to Him and be saved. Beloved friends, we should never forget that this life we have here on earth is transient. It is just a matter of time, and you will be dead if the Lord tarries. Listen to the words of James and chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. He says, come now, you who say today or tomorrow we go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? James is asking, what is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. If you had to die this hour, this day, beloved friends, where will you spend eternity? Is it heaven or hell? You cannot go to heaven with that life of sin. You cannot go to heaven when you consistently live in sin. Even when you have professed before us that you are a Christian, it cannot work, beloved friends. He who has known Him will not live consistently in sin. You cannot go to heaven with that consistent life of sin. You need the Lord Jesus Christ to deliver you from the power of Satan, from the power of sin, and the power of death. It was on Friday afternoon that I saw a Facebook post of a certain young man whose wife was expecting and was due for delivery. Lo and behold, they went to the hospital. The wife delivered a baby girl, as was their prayer. This indeed was good news. And he shared it on his Facebook post. But you know what? A few hours later, he posted that his dear wife had died some hours after delivery without seeing that newly born little girl. And right now, as I'm talking, that young man is a widower at a tender age. The question still remains, what is life without the Lord Jesus Christ? What is life without Christ? It is appointed for man to die once, and after that, judgment. The facts of the death speaks of human pride. And each time we hear of death, beloved friends, we should be moved to think about, when will I live this world? Whether you like it or not, you too will die if the Lord tarries. Death should remind us that we are pilgrims here on earth. We are not here to stay, beloved friends. And therefore, you need constant help. And that help can only come from our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ alone. He is our help. Beloved friend, I encourage you this morning to know this Jesus who is able to give you everlasting life. For what will it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? It is good that you are pursuing your studies. It is good that you are involved in some form of entrepreneurship and the other. It is good that you are working hard and hard to earn a living. Beloved friends, without Christ, that is nothing. What will it profit you to gain the whole world and at the end of it all, to lose your life, to lose your soul? Oh, dear young person, this is the time that you need to know the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The wise man says, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth before the days of evil come. This is the time, no any other time. The Lord Jesus Christ himself makes it very clear in that mission statement. He says, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Beloved friends, have you known this Jesus? Have you believed upon Jesus? In the words of this text that we have looked at, him being the way, the truth, and the life. I encourage you to look to him and find salvation. How must we conclude? Jesus Christ said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. In short, he is saying, I am the way that you must follow. He is saying, he is indeed the truth that you must believe in him. He is saying that he is the life that which you must express your hope in. Oh, beloved friends, if your desire is to go to heaven, you can only do so through Jesus Christ alone. Those of you who want to go to the Father must do so through Jesus Christ, who is the only way of salvation. Those of you who want to remain in the truth are to be taught by him, because he is the truth. Those of you who want to possess eternal life must get it from Christ, because he is the life. What are we saying, beloved friends? All these truths are meant to emphasize the fact that Jesus Christ himself is the only way that leads to God the Father in heaven. How long will you continue to rebel against God, beloved friends? How long will you continue to do that? He is calling you right now. Will it be said of you? The ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Do you know this God that we are talking about this morning? Oh, beloved friends, perhaps you are saying, I have sinned terribly against God. Can I truly find forgiveness? The answer is in the affirmative. Yes, you can find forgiveness in Christ. God is willing to forgive you of your sins if you come to him in true repentance and faith. God is saying, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like white like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse, judgment awaits you. If you refuse, God puts it this way, you shall be eaten by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Come now, beloved friend. Come, you who is under conviction of sin. Jesus is waiting for you. Come now. Make no delay. Believe in Jesus Christ alone, who paid it all on Calvary's cross. As he suffered there in excruciating pain, bleeding, his body was badly beaten to such an extent that he was beyond human recognition. He is the one who is calling you to come. Come to him and find life. How true are the words of the hymn writer who says, "Lord, now indeed I find your power and yours alone can change the leper's spot and change the heart of stone. For nothing good have I whereby your grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb." Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. He washed it white as snow. May this be your heartfelt prayer this morning, beloved friends. Even as you make that important decision to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, who identifies himself as the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.